Hello, my name is Greg Mayfield from Cisco's Executive Thought Leadership Team. And today, we're here to discuss how companies are partnering with governments to protect our shared critical infrastructure. I'm joined by John Stewart, Vice President and Chief Security Officer at Cisco. John, welcome, and thanks for being here today.
Thanks, Greg. It's good to be here.
In today's networked world, private industry contributes significantly to the protection of global critical infrastructures. That is, sectors of the economy that provide essential services to individuals, businesses, and governments alike. As a result, and in the face of escalating threats to critical infrastructure, partnerships and key collaboration between businesses and governments are clearly emerging. These public-private partnerships encourage the exchange of information, resources, and expertise, and ultimately help both sides to better prepare to address these security threats. So, John, to set the stage for us, what are the benefits that you see for industries in partnering with the public sector?
One benefit, clearly, is that enterprise products do not necessarily fit the mold, or commercial products do not necessarily fit the mold of what you would call infrastructures. The use of technology in nuclear power plants is very different than the use of technology on the financial floor in New York.
Yeah.
And at the same time, incident responders are using technology differently than traditional communications you and I have here at Cisco. And so one of the advantages of having public-private is because there's a whole sector of need that is unique. And if you can adapt your technology as a company in the private world to meet that public need, you've opened up a market for yourself.
Yeah.
The second thing I think that's very vital in this discussion is that we can talk through how we are codependent, how we need one another. And the only way to do that is to keep conversations going. Mm-hmm. Government plays a role just like private industry plays a role. But the only way to get to a common ground is to keep those relationships and that collaboration going. And we've got to be able to walk through what part and what role each one is playing. And I think there is a certain concern there that if we don't continue to talk about, frankly, government won't know the private industry's concerns, and frankly, private industry won't know the government concerns.
Yeah.
If we keep talking and keep working together, I think we'll get through them all.
What do you think the first steps are for businesses to collaborate with governments and move towards this partnership?
The hardest part is trust. There's an inherent concern about each side.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, I think we're working to very common goals. Not all goals are exactly the same, but there are certainly common ones, especially with infrastructures. So part of it is the forums by which we can talk.
Mm-hmm.
Part of it is expressing honestly what the concerns are on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
And part of it is saying, what do I need from you? And being able to then find out what side can stand up to that need.
Yeah.
And I don't think this is done nearly enough. The private and public company organizations both have common goals. But they just have to come to an understanding of how to get them on the table in the right forum so we can fix them. But additionally, there are certain concerns about the nature of the information being shared.
Yeah.
So, for example, a discussion with two sides, public and private, may be subject to public disclosure. And that's just the nature of open government.
Mm-hmm.
And if it is, in fact, involving sensitive subjects, it turns out, and most companies don't realize this, there are ways to get that, so it's not required to be publicly disclosed because of the nature of the private company's threat as a result of publicly disclosing it.
And so you talked about trust. Just to elaborate on that. Fundamentally, you're talking about businesses, say the InfoSec teams within businesses, reaching out to specific government officials, the National Security Agency, Homeland Security, and so forth in the United States here. Likewise, those government officials reaching out to the head of security in these businesses. Can you elaborate on that, how that process works?
Sure. In fact, there are some great forums that are already built.
Mm-hmm.
Here in the U.S., for example, there's what's called InfraGuard, which is, as you know, sponsored by the FBI, and it is designed to bring public and private together. That's in the law enforcement world predominantly.
Yeah.
But you'll find that non-law enforcement on the public side and commercial providers of technology on the private side all come together, irrespective of the fact that it's quote-unquote with InfraGuard.
Yeah.
There's an international set of and body of work for what's called FIRST, F-I-R-S-T, and it's the form of incident response and security teams. This is a loosely defined collaboration between a series of private and public internationally, incident response teams and security teams alike,
mm-hmm.
This is a group of people that knows immediately who to reach out to on public and private, no matter which which organization or which side of the fence you're on.
Yeah, so information exchange for the purpose of preparation.
Exactly. And additionally, it gives an ability to present these concerns to both sides in a very open way.
So from our conversation, it sounds like we're predominantly talking about large enterprises. What about the small organizations that are typically time and resource strapped and certainly have less knowledge typically from a security standpoint? What can they do?
Firstly, what they can do is they can think about how their technology could fill this new market. I think the second thing they can do is just take a little bit of time. I'm not asking for a lot. I don't think any of these organizations ask for a great deal of concentrated effort. Mm-hmm. But explore it. Find out what the ability to get information about protecting your company, about what your company can do to help the public sector. Absolutely the case. And last but not least is, and I've always said this, just reach out to your law enforcement team. And just a quick reach out saying, who's my local team? Who are you? Hi, you know, I'm Greg, I'm John, I work at this company, I'm in your block. It makes that sort of neighborhood a little bit better, and it makes some understanding in case you have to pick up the phone.
So you've mentioned some organizations like FIRST. How about other organizations like the Information Sharing and Analysis Centers, those ISACs, if you will? What role do they play in this collaboration?
The ISACs have provided a forum by which, in many respects, competitors are coming together to exchange information. One of the most successful ones, for example, is the Financial Services Information and Analysis Center Exchange Group.
Okay.
If you think about it, banks are obviously competing. Mm-hmm. They're obviously, in a sense, co-interdependent. And they obviously have a common goal, which is for all of them to keep their customers safe.
Yep.
And they focused on those goals the most. Mm-hmm. And as a result of focusing on it, they said, well, if that's a common adversary, then let's have a common set of goals on our side.
Yeah.
And how frequently do you hear that happen? You know, competitors working together for something that they really truly believe is the right thing. Yeah. Fantastic.
Where does Cisco fit in as a large corporation?
Part of it is, as a technology provider in so many different ways, we automatically have a group in the public and private nature of our business that is focused completely on public needs. So we have technology that we adapt specifically. For example, imagine putting in a voicemail system inside of a police car. Mm-hmm. Imagine an ambulance having communications techniques that are IP-based and network-based, very different. So there's a need for us to take what we have traditionally created for enterprise and small and medium business and adapt it, and we do so. So we've taken, if you will, and opened up a market for our technology, which is part of the role we certainly look for. The more thinking role, if you will, is we on many levels, and I'll talk about FIRST at times, and that's the incident response and security teams organization. We are a member. Mm-hmm. In fact, two of my my employees are not only active members, but one is a co-chair of the FIRST organization. In the Stay Safe Online campaign, which is about consumers in K-12, we are not only a participant, but we're active in generating content and information. So, as a company, I think we take this extremely seriously.
What advice would you give for our listeners today or our viewers today on where they should pursue their partnerships?
So I think part of the investment is looking to the market segment of public and private and going, where could my technology or service best provide or create value in that other new segment?
Yeah.
So that, I think, is always a good thing because it gives your company an opportunity or your organization an opportunity. The second thing I think that is very valuable is to look to the organizations that we've referenced to a degree at Cisco. The FIRST organization, InfraGuard, Stay Safe Online group. Mm-hmm. And each one of those may play a role for you, not only to get information, which is another obligation I think each company can take advantage of, but maybe even provide information.
So for our audience today, what's the one most important point that you would emphasize for our discussion?
So I think it's one that hopefully we started off at, which is trust is not a simple thing. Trust is built. It takes time. It takes energy. But there is value in public and private relationships and collaboration.
Well, John, thank you for your time in this discussion today. It's been very interesting,
Thanks, Greg. Informative. Thank you.
And for our audience today, thank you for joining us. For more business insights on Cisco executive thought leadership, please visit cisco.com/go/ETL. Thank you and goodbye.